everybody listening in, SkidRowStudios.com. I'm your host, Des Cadet, and we're going to fucking blast off. God damn it. So, if you listened to our last show, it was a very fuck you Valentine's Day kind of thing. My Valentine's Day went really well, actually. I don't know about yours, but I went to two strip clubs and only spent about $40, which was good for me being at a strip club. You know, kind of things, no limit usually. Anyways, good times had on Valentine's Day, weird times had on Valentine's Day. If nothing, that day was very entertaining, and I still stand by my original statement. Go fuck yourself if you had a good Valentine's Day, because I really don't give a fuck until I'm getting the day off from work to celebrate a fucking day of paper mache hearts. Then, you know, you'll get some fucking sympathy from me for your nothing happened today bullshit. So that's just where I stand on it. I welcome, you know, everything other than Valentine's Day. I think there's plenty of viable holidays that we could be celebrating with, you know, a Hallmark card and some chocolate. I think that there should be more days that are celebrated with giving chocolate to women, you know. I'm like, well, actually, there's quite a few. There's fucking Easter and Christmas and... But those aren't women specific. I don't know why Valentine's Day has to be so women specific, you know. What do you think, Mindy?
I'm not big into Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
My boyfriend tried to make it romantic, but my hamster was sick, so I had to go to the pet store and buy medicine instead.
Oh, your poor hamster. Is he recovering?
She's recovering, but she had a very serious life-threatening illness that most hamsters don't recover from.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Is she okay now? She's okay now.
She's on
the way. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh.
Better. No, it's cool. I mean, I don't know. I got the hamster, and then the hamster got sick, and I can't let her die, so I've been, like, nursing her back to health, and... I feel like I'm a mom that just had a kid and then found out their kid's like dying of cancer.
Ouch.
I don't know. Well, no.
Well, yeah, I can relate.
Mean? Like, I was like, oh, she might not make it. There's only a 50% chance even with the medicine. And
oh, man.
She's getting better.
Who gave you those odds? The pet store or?
The internet and like everywhere. It's this thing called Wet Tail.
Sounds interesting.
It's extreme diarrhea.
Oh, mm-hmm. Poor little hamster.
Most of them die of dehydration, so I've been syringe feeding her Pedialyte and a baby cereal.
Oh, you're a good pet mama, Mindy.
Aw, I could let the little thing die.
But then you'd be sad and have to find a shoebox that wouldn't be too big or too small.
Yeah.
That's always the worst part about small pets dying, I think. Well, I mean, there's plenty of other things that are horrible about it as well. I'm not heartless, but you know.
You hate Valentine's Day, but you like little creatures.
I love little creatures.
Aww.
I like squirrels.
Squirrels are cute.
I like all marsupials. I like even little turtles sometimes, you know. Although they get big. I've seen some stay around for quite a while and they were just teeny, weeny little turtles and then they went and got huge.
Yeah, my sister had a turtle. It was a cool little guy.
Cool. Well, we're going to play some music for you, and I'm going to play a block of stuff. And today we're going to talk about the wonderful city that we live in, which is called Los Angeles. And so a lot of these songs remind me of Los Angeles for some reason, and traveling out of Los Angeles, which is something that we're going to talk about me doing pretty soon, which is I'm actually, you know, leaving in like 3 or 4 days. So it'll be interesting. So here's a beginning of the playlist, and we're going to start you out with some Turbo Negro with Hello Darkness.
Here we go.
How'd you like that? That was a wonderful little blend of Hello Darkness with Turbo Negro, The Descendants with Blast Off, and Monotonics with I Can't Take It Anymore. Because you know what? I'm fucking over LA right now. I'm ready to get the fuck out of this town and just kind of explore the greater United States and maybe Canada. And I think I'm going to do that. So if you see any post from fucking Canada, you know why. Because I got tired of it and I wanted to get out. Yeah. I love being on the road. I don't know. I like being a roadie. And as soon as I found out that was what I loved, I never wanted to do anything else. So I'm kind of getting that opportunity. I'm going to be going out with a band called Wild Roses, and they're opening up for the Swinging Utters, direct support. So we're going to have lots of fun on the road. So this is a week that I'm just going to be having a good old time, really taking in LA and absorbing it, because fuck, who knows when the next time I'm going to see it is. And, you know, I always think that when I'm about to leave on these things that, oh man, I'm going to miss everyone. I'm going to miss everything. I'm going to miss fucking all the parties going on. And you know what? I always find that I don't miss the goddamn thing. I don't even want to come back. Half the time I'm like, fuck, this is so awesome. Let's just tour forever. Who knows? Maybe I'll get my wish. You don't know. I don't know. Nobody knows. It's the beauty of it. So here we are, Skid Row Studios. Call in. We are live at the moment at 1-800-893-9562. And if you have any tour stories you want to share, if you have any requests, I don't think I will play them, but you can call in and try anyway. You know, take a roll of the dice. Who knows? I might just have it. I might just feel like it. If you call in with some fucking Britney Spears requests, though, I'm just going to tell you right now, don't even fucking dial. Don't even fucking dial. So let's play some more music, because I want to hear some more music. I'm going to play some music that reminds me of, you know, traveling and being out with bands, especially bands that I like. It's important to kind of like bands that you're with. I mean, not always. Sometimes Stockholm Syndrome sets in early and halfway through the run, you're like, God damn, this is awesome. Sometimes that's not the case and it's the worst, you know, 4 to 8 weeks of your life. But who knows? I think that this one I'm going on is going to be fucking rad. I'm so stoked. I get to see all sorts of awesome new things that I haven't seen yet. So I'm looking forward to it. Let's play a song now about linoleum. Never meant anything to me.
petrol stations and cheap corner shops. I've finally figured a list of the things that I've got, the things that I'm not. I need you, I need you to care. When I'm moving, it's soothing to know that you're there. And when I get home, I can breathe you like heady fresh air, for as long as I dare. Honey, I'm sorry, but I've got my sea legs again. If I stand on dry land for a minute, I feel sick, and then I have to start moving again. From Glasgow to Moscow, from London to Lille, sat on a platform or next to the wheel. I haven't got space on this postcard to say how I feel, but that was the deal. I miss you, I miss you, but I don't ask your help. When I'm out on the road, I look out for myself. I look after my guitar, my clothes, and my wallet, and my health. Nothing else. Honey, I'm sorry, but I've got my sea legs again. If I stand on dry land for a minute, I feel sick, and then I have to start moving. Honey, I'm sorry, but I've got my sea legs again. If I stand on dry land for a minute, I feel sick, and then I have to stop moving on again. And you're on my phone again. Well, what do you want me to say when I'm this far away? And you don't know where I am. Well, you're not the only one. Well, I'm lost and I'm gone away. Oh, darling, now pluckest me up, and I don't even know where you are. Oh, darling, now pluckest me up, and I don't even. Stand on dry land for a minute, I feel sick, and then I have to start moving again.
That was Sea Legs with Frank Turner. I love that song. I love Frank Turner. Awesome music. Very fitting to kind of what I'm going through right now. Getting my sea legs again, or my road legs, or whatever. Before that was Chuck Berry Holiday by No Bunny. And before that was Go With The Flow by Queens of the Stone Age. That block started off with Linoleum. Please stop me if I'm sounding too much like Rodney on the Rock. My worst fucking fear is that I'm going to have that haircut and it's all going to be over. So call in at 1-800-893-9562 live on the air and let me know that I'm not sounding like Rodney on the Rock, because that would be horrible. And, you know, I'm saying that I can't wait to get the fuck out of L.A., which is very, very fucking true. But at the same time, you know, I love L.A. This is like my fucking, I was born and raised here. I've fucking played in the L.A. River, you know, when I probably shouldn't have. And I've done fucking way too many drugs for a kid my age. And, you know, that's all kind of comes with the L.A. lifestyle, don't you think, Mindy?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure in, like, Iowa, they have a couple drugs, I'm sure, but what can they really have, right?
Tussin.
Oh, robo-tripping. That's something I still haven't done. I've heard plenty of robo-tripping stories from you.
You haven't lived until you've done tussin. That's when you know you're over the edge.
Maybe we should get someone live on Blast Off to take a whole bottle of Tussin and then just record them and listen to
that would be epic.
Their reaction, because I think that'd be pretty good. I would listen into that. I would listen into someone else.
Poetic.
It would be very poetic
and heavy.
I've seen the videos of Niddle, so if anyone doesn't know who Niddle is, I suggest you look up Niddle, K-N-I-T-T-L-E.
Yeah, look up the band Chunder.
Chunder, and watch the documentary, who ironically Mindy put out.
Yeah.
Not ironically, it's pretty badass. Chunder is a great documentary about
drums and vocals only.
And the physical abuse that this guy Niddle takes. I haven't met Niddle, but I feel like I know him. There's a little spot in my heart.
You've seen like how he performs live and the audience throws beer bottles at his head and
it's
rips
physically
off his clothes. And
yeah, you know, when they have that saying, leaving an ounce of blood on the stage, it probably came from Niddle, I'm sure.
It could have, yeah.
It could have. But
he's,
you know,
definitely left a lot of bodily fluids on stages.
I don't doubt it. Well, you know what? I do love LA very much, like I was saying. So let's play a block of Los Angeles lovin', or just songs that make me feel like I love the city that I'm in, because I really, really do. So we're going to start with that, with my favorite band, Los Angeles by X.
It's a California shootout. She's got a gun.
And that was Fear with I Love Living in the City. I remember when I was like 15, I had this Fear shirt that I love to wear around my parents, in particular my dad at Disneyland. It said, I don't care about you, fuck you, on the back. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is so perfect. You know, teenage angst and all, whatever. So that was Fear with I Love Living in the City and Addicts with California. And that was X with Los Angeles, in case you didn't know, because it's kind of one of the most amazing songs in the whole world. Especially if you're from Los Angeles, you have to know that song. You know, it's kind of a given of sorts. So here I am. I love LA, but I'm ready to fucking leave and go and do some other shit for a little while. And, you know, there's a couple people who are like, don't do it. Don't take me with you. All of that. I wish I could. I'm going to do it and I can't take you with me. But if, you know, anyone out there has a band that wants me to do something with them, please hit me up. I have an email address somewhere. Look for it. If you're serious, you'll find it. And let's play some more music, because right now I'm feeling in a very, very Dead Boys mood, and I have to listen to Dead Boys now, so I'm going to stray from my program, my regularly scheduled program, which is, you know what? Fuck that. We're off the cuff here with Blast Off with Des Cadet. We have no rules. I make the goddamn rules. You want to make the rules? Get your own fucking radio show. How about that? Yeah, do it. I dare. Do it. No, really, do it. Because I really want everyone to kind of take back this whole fucking, you know, radio situation that we have going on right now. I can't tell what's a fucking commercial now as opposed to what's a fucking announcement, someone talking. All my fucking on-air talk hosts are deceiving me with these Viagra fucking ads, and they're doing it in the most sneaky ways. You know, and I get it. You're getting paid. And that's how you trick people into listening. But I've seriously listened to something for half an hour. And then realized, oh my God, there's a fucking ad that I'm listening to. And I hate that. And it's like, I hate that I was so into this product that you're pushing, because I recognize your voice and I trust your voice. You know, you're coming into my car as I'm driving home and you're telling me to buy something, and fuck, I really want to buy. And then I realized it's a goddamn commercial and it's all fake, and fuck your car insurance. I don't want it, man. I really don't. I don't fucking need a lower rate. My rate's high enough as it is. I highly doubt that you can beat that, or else I'd be fucking paying that. So let's go on to the Dead Boys, because I am out of breath with my rant. Here it comes with High Tension Wire. We'll be right back. So that concludes another week here at Blast Off with Des Cadet and Skid Row Studios. Thank you, everyone, for listening in. I hope you had as much fun as I did. And, you know, fucking to hell with it, man. Explore. Live your fucking dream. Find what you love and let it kill you, Bukowski unsaid. And goddamn, I hope I die on the road. You know, well, not anytime soon. Not in the next couple runs, at least. But far, far off into the future, you know, when it's convenient for me.
Des, if you die on the road, they're going to have to ship your dead body on an airplane back to Los Angeles.
That sounds so inconvenient.
I know.
Like, for everyone involved.
Can you imagine how many times you're riding on a plane with a dead body?
I've actually heard a couple stories about that, and it's pretty fucked up. Like, once you find out there's a dead body on the plane, like, you just don't feel right, and then you're like, fuck, are we going to crash now? You know?
Oh, man.
I'm glad that we're doing a van this whole way, and...
Safe.
Safe-ish. We'll find out, you know? We'll see. I'm positive we'll be all right, and I'm positive I'll be back eventually when I don't hate LA so much and when I kind of miss everyone here. It could be a while, so please email me, and, you know, we'll see you soon. Fuck. Write to me. Have an email or a Facebook if you can find me. Then you can write me. If not, then that sounds like a personal fucking problem. Either way, write into Blast Off at Des Cadet on Facebook, because we're on Facebook. And listen in to Skid Row Studios, because we always have awesome shows here. Up next is Oral Stimulation. Please call in live. It is 800-893-9562. But until then, until I speak with you again, I bid you adieu, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. And we're going to count down. And it's 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Adios.